Radio Luxembourg.
Make friends with Horniman's, Horniman's yellow dividend tea. Make friends with Horniman's, the tea that makes friends is Horniman's. Whatever time of day it be, they'll welcome yellow dividend tea. Make friends with Horniman's, the tea that makes friends is Horniman's yellow dividend tea.
The time now is 11 o'clock, British Summer Time, midnight Central European Time. The makers of Stay Blonde and Brunatech shampoos bring you Europe's number one pop music program, Radio Luxembourg's Top 20. With some of the week's hottest records, a look at some of the top news of the day from the pages of tomorrow's Daily Mirror, our tip for the top, and later in the program, an interview with Jerry Marsden, who, along with the pacemakers, is going to have words with those other Merseysiders, the Beatles, for what's happening at the top of the charts. But we'll begin the show at the very bottom, On Its Way Out, End of the World by Skeeter Davis.
Why does the sun go on shining?
Number 20 on the charts this day in May 63, Skeeter Davis with The End of the World. And after getting only as high as 18 last week, I rather think that's the end for Skeeter Davis, too. I'll be back with the rest of the chart placings right after this.
Dem bones, dem bones, dem. Dry bones, no gravy on dem old. Dry bones, no goodness in dem old. Dry bones, it's gravy dinner for dogs.
Amazing new gravy dinner. Look, just add water and you've real homemade gravy. Right in the bowl.
New gravy dinner for dogs.
There's good meat in gravy dinner, a real good meat in gravy dinner. There's four good meals in gravy dinner,
new gravy dinner for dogs.
New gravy dinner, the only instant meaty dinner that actually makes its own gravy. Just add water and in moments you've real homemade gravy right in the bowl. Smells so good.
It's gravy dinner for dogs.
Yeah.
And your station of the stars, Radio Luxembourg 208 on the medium wave band with this week's Top 20. Billy Fury is on his way out after getting up to number 3 with Like I've Been Gone. Last week he was 17, this week 19, like you'll soon be gone too, Billy. Two newcomers in the charts this week, at number 18, The Chiffons with He's So Fine, and at 17, Del Shannon with Two Kinds of Teardrops. Irish balladeer Ronnie Carroll got as high as number 6 with the Norman Newell song Say Wonderful Things, but it's down to number 16 this week, a drop of 2 since last Sunday's charts. Then Jed Harris and Tony Meehan have a newie that's come in this week at 15 called Scarlett O'Hara, inspired, I guess, by the old film Gone with the Wind. Speaking of celebrated ladies, did you see the news item about Mandy Rice Davies enjoying herself on the beach in Mallorca? She's quoted as saying, "It's so lovely to be free in the fresh air again." The 18-year-old flew to Palma on Thursday after being fined £12 at West London Court the previous day for motoring offences. She says that her romance with Spanish nobleman José Francisco de Villalonga is over, and she'll stay all summer in Mallorca to write a book, as she says, about the last 3 years of my life, meaning not only the Christine Keeler and John Profumo scandal. So I suspect a lot of people are feeling a bit nervous about that.
My maid, the freshest sparkling lemonade. Funny bottle,
my it's fresh.
Funny name,
my it's good.
My maid, four at a time, in this brand new pack. My maid.
Someone else who's nervous for a different reason is the fabulous Brazilian soccer star Pelé. The world's number one footballer limped into a Surrey hotel last night, doubtful about next week's Wembley clash against England, but thankful at least that his career hadn't been wrecked in a car crash. Three members of the Brazilian team escaped with cuts and bruises when their taxi piled into a tram in Hamburg. The world champions hope to be in shape in time for the game. But Alf Ramsey, England's team manager, believes that England can beat Brazil, despite the fact that Pele and co. defeated West Germany 2-1. Meanwhile, Cup finalists Leicester City are sending a special invitation to Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton to join them in the three guinea seats at Wembley on May the 25th, and afterwards in their commiseration binge at London's Dorchester Hotel. By the way, those soccer hooligans are still misbehaving as badly as ever. After watching Saturday's Scottish Cup final in Glasgow between old rivals Rangers and Celtics, which incidentally ended up a one-all draw, fans returning to Belfast, Northern Ireland, started rioting on board ship. Captain W.R. Pitkeithley was just 200 yards out from Glasgow's Lansfield Quay when he ordered his steamer, the Irish Coast, to return. There were 1,000 supporters aboard, and clashes were reported in the ship's bar and on deck. As bottles flew and windows were smashed, catering staff refused to work on weather protection. Back in dock, 80 policemen raced on board to break up the fighting. Incidentally, police are not looking forward to Wednesday. That's when the replay is to be held. And speaking of unsportsmanlike sporting figures, you don't expect tennis players to be rude and immature, but tennis star Carol Rosser was told yesterday she'd have to behave or risk being sacked from a British touring team. The warning follows Thursday's fiery match when Carol was defeated by South African Virginia Wade at London's Hurlingham Club. There was shouting, rackets were tossed aside, and the umpire had to step between the two girls to restore order. What is the world coming to?
Why don't you make a date with 208, your friendly station, entertains the nation. Hear your favorite disc jockey spin the hit tunes of the day. Top singers, bands, and funny men to chase your cares away. So join your friends and tune in, make your evening bright and gay. 208 on the dial, make a date on the dial with 208.
You're listening to the Top 20 from Radio Luxembourg, and on we go to the Top 15. After several weeks at the top, Cliff Richard and the Shadows are on the way down with that film theme of theirs, Summer Holiday.
We're all going on a summer holiday. No more working for a week or two.
Cliff Richard and the Shadows, with their number one hit of a couple of months ago, still holding on to number 14 in this week's Top 20, title tune from their movie Summer Holiday. Speaking of movies, did you see that last night the Anglo-American film Lawrence of Arabia landed 4 top British awards, a month after winning 7 American Oscars? The British Film Academy named the desert epic as the best 1962 film from any source, which meant, of course, that it automatically won the vote for the best British film of last year. In addition, it was voted best British screenplay. And Peter O'Toole, who plays Lawrence, was named best British actor. That was good news for Irishman O'Toole, who failed to win an American Oscar. The award for the best British actress went to Leslie Caron for her performance in The L-Shaped Room. And British actor Tom Courtney was chosen as most promising newcomer for his part in The Loneliness of the Long Distance Runner. The Duke of Edinburgh was guest of honor at the prize giving in a London hotel. Of course, here in the Grand Duchy of Luxembourg, we weren't able to take in the gala evening, but our congratulations to all the winners. Back to the Top 20 now, and the little miss from Atlanta, Georgia, who celebrated her 19th birthday last December, Brenda Lee. Her latest release entered the charts last week at 16, now is number 13 on the Luxembourg Top 20.
Don't sigh a sigh for me.
Well, pop pickers, the question is, will she continue to go up the charts, or is 13 going to be unlucky for Brenda Lee? That's her position on this week's charts, according to the New Musical Express, with Losing You. Now, don't you get lost. We'll be back with more chart sounds after this.
Men, here's a bit of advice for you. You want to be the girl, here's what you do. You bring her Baby Sham.
Everyone loves Baby Sham, the genuine champagne fairy.
Young girls, older girls, shy girls, bold
all the girls. They'll go for you in a real big way. Ask any girl, she's sure to say,
I'd love a baby sham. Everyone loves baby sham. The genuine champagne fairy.
It's the baby sham magic that does the trick, pleases all the girls. Double quick. Charming girls or disarming girls. Irresistible girls with a winning way. Ask any girl, she's sure to say,
I'd love a baby sham.
To get a party going at a swinging pace, you need lots of baby shams. To take home a case, only 42 shillings for a case of 24. And remember, everybody asks for more baby shams.
Everyone loves baby shams. The genuine champagne fairy. Baby shams, a party in itself.
Back to the sound of the hits now on Radio Luxembourg, your station of the stars. This is the top East Coast vocal group with Frankie Valli's falsetto leading the way, The Four Seasons. They're still at number 12 in the top 20 this week, and the song, Walk Like a Man.